Greg, we've been so distracted by the stock market imploding that we missed a big milestone for Amazon.com.
Well, I wouldn't say we missed it. We've suddenly discovered it, but it took a couple weeks to several weeks to do that. Towards the end of July, the 5 days beginning right at the end of July, Amazon.com became only the second Northwest company ever to be worth more than $100 billion.
But, of course, the market fell. It didn't last long.
No, sadly. Of course, it wasn't anything Amazon did wrong. But, yeah, the overall market slipped, and so they aren't there now. But we know for a fact that if they trade again at $221 a share, then they'll be back over that $100 billion total value mark.
Well, what's the big deal about that? I mean, apart from, you know, $100 billion, that's a nice round number, and you know, and like you said, only one company, Microsoft, did that before. Now a second company has. But what's the real significance of that?
I think the best thing is when you're a large company, more people follow you, more analysts, more newspapers, and more stockholders. So the attention to your company and subsequently the stock in your company, it just mushrooms. And so you find that when more people are aware, it's just a great thing to have more people aware.
Well, now that Amazon is this big, what's that do for it?
We like to think that we individuals are the big stock market players, but in fact, individuals play a very small role. The big players are the banks, the insurance companies, pension funds, mutual funds, the big hedge funds. Those are the people that dominate the market. Many, if not most of them, cannot invest in lower value stocks. They just can't do that. So they have to buy the more expensive stocks, the stocks that are more highly valued. And this really secures a good position for Amazon. Everybody knows that when they're this big, everybody knows that they're a substantial company and they're you're going to take less risk by buying them.
Well, and one thing I have to admit was I'm certainly no financial genius, because I remember for years and years and years I would look at Amazon.com and think, you know, it's a great concept, but they keep losing all this money every year. And I remember when the stock price got down to like pocket change, and I just thought it was going to fail. Well, boy, howdy, was I wrong.
Well, that makes two of us. I was a big skeptic, and you know, the company came public, then the stock cost $18. That same $18 share today would be $1.50. But there was a fellow, an analyst on Wall Street, who said this stock, which then was trading a little below $200 a share, was going to go to $400. And I said to myself, this guy is the looniest guy that ever came down the pike. A month later, the stock was at $400. I stopped being a skeptic at that point.
Thanks, Greg. Greg Heberlin is KPLU's financial commentator. You can download our Money Matters conversations at kplu.org. I'm Dave Meyer.